This is Toby Sumter with your Cross Politic Daily News Brief for Tuesday, December 22nd, 2020. Today you'll hear about Canadians being arrested for ice skating outside, scientists examining a new strain of COVID-19 in the UK, Mayor de Blasio goes full socialist, black ministers plead with Georgians not to vote for pro-abortion Senate candidates, and an 18-year-old gets 4 months in prison for sinning against the COVID law from Mount Sinai. If you have a news story you think we might need to cover, please send articles and links to news at crosspolitic.com. Now the Canadian police are arresting kids for ice skating outside. Obviously, you're not going to be able to see this video, but I'm going to play it for you anyways, because the sound, I think, is going to be sufficient for you to get the idea. But you can click on the link in the show notes available in the Fight Laugh Feast app and watch it for yourself. But two female cops in Calgary, Alberta, attempt to arrest a young man who's ice skating outside. And when they're unable to pull him to the ground, they start threatening to taser him. It should be noted that he does not really resist with any force at all. He just stands there or pulls away. Listen.
Just tell me. For what?
I just told you.
For what?
You're going against the health regulations in Alberta.
What is it? What's the health regulation?
Get off the ice. So this is the thing. We've told you that you're going against the health regulations.
Bullshit.
Yeah, but what is the health
regulation? Bullshit.
I don't know what the health regulation is.
Just shut up. Let's go.
Okay,
let's just go.
Hey, let's go.
What's his name?
We're just going to go.
You're welcome to go, but you might want to help your friend.
Yeah, he's
what's his name?
Why are you calling the gun?
It's not a gun. It's a taser, and he's under arrest, and I have the authority to use force to effect an arrest.
What is he under arrest?
No, we'll just leave it alone.
Okay,
let's go.
So what's his name?
Oh, let's go.
Osh. Osh.
No, he did it.
So listen to me.
And I heard him say it.
What are you doing?
Yeah, like videotape this.
Hey,
videotape.
What are you doing?
What are you guys doing?
What are you guys doing?
You are under
arrest.
Why are you
grabbing
me? What are you doing?
Why are you guys grabbing me? Like, why are you guys grabbing me?
What are you
doing?
What are you
doing?
Whoa,
whoa, whoa,
whoa.
Whoa,
whoa.
What are you guys doing? Okay, relax. Okay, just
talk
to me.
Down on the ground.
Why are you guys grabbing?
Dude, you guys just need to
talk. Why are you guys grabbing?
Hey, orcs.
Stop pulling off, okay? Ocean, get on the
fucking
ground.
Ocean,
get on the ground.
Why are you guys
grabbing?
Get on the fucking ground. Right now.
Ocean.
Guys,
get on the ground before I fucking taser you.
Ocean.
Right now.
Why are you tasering?
You are not.
Ocean, just get off the ice.
Ocean, just get off the ice.
So eventually the two female cops were able to arrest the young man, but there are multiple layers worth considering here. The first is obviously the question of why COVID-19 is a threat for people ice skating outside. The second is the hilarity of having two female cops trying to arrest one young man. This young man was respectful and did not hardly resist at all. Just imagine an actual violent criminal. And third, if Canadians don't stand up for their right to play ice hockey, I'm pretty sure the world is coming to an end. They're not going to stand up for anything. And the thing is, there were a bunch of men standing around watching these two women mistreat this young man. And if the men of Canada don't start standing up to this tyranny, this is just a parable of what's coming down the pike. Scientists examine whether vaccine is effective with new coronavirus variant. Scientists at the Walter Reed Army Institute of Research expect to know in the next few days if there's a concern that the coronavirus vaccines might not work against a mutant or a mutated variant of the virus that's rapidly spreading in parts of England, according to the Institute's top vaccine researcher. While there's always a worry that a vaccine won't work if a virus mutates significantly, the Walter Reed scientists still expect the vaccine will be effective against this new variant, said Dr. Nelson Michael, director of the Center for Infectious Diseases Research at the Walter Reed Army Institute of Research. It stands to reason that this mutation isn't a threat, but you never know. We still have to be diligent and continue to look, Michael said. Also, they're looking into whether the vaccine causes mutations in people. I'm just kidding. That's not what the CNN article said at all. New York City, Mayor de Blasio, Hot Dog de Blasio, I think that's what Gabe calls him, says the mission is to redistribute wealth. No, really, listen.
If you're talking about the problems of disparity, if you're talking about structural racism, certainly policing is not the only area to talk about. There are many areas to talk about, and education must be front and center. There has been so much that needed to be addressed in education in New York City. And from the beginning, what I tried to focus on was a very simple concept, equity and excellence, that we needed to profoundly change the distribution of resources. I like to say very bluntly, our mission is to redistribute wealth. A lot of people bristle at that phrase. That is, in fact, the phrase we need to use. We have been doing this work for 7 years to more equitably redistribute resources throughout our school system. That means pre-K for all, 3K for all, advanced placement courses in every high school, including those that never had a single one. It means changing school funding formulas. There's so many things that we've tried to do to profoundly rebalance the equation. Community schools, focusing on schools that needed the help the most and communities that had not been invested in.
There you go. And actually, just for fun, let's listen to him say it again.
I like to say very bluntly, our mission is to redistribute wealth. A lot of people bristle at that phrase. That is, in fact, the phrase we need to use.
There you go. Redistribute wealth. That's the plan. That's the goal, which is stealing, right? That's theft. And it's Marxism and socialism, anti-American, anti-Christian, and you voted him into office, New York City. You better run or fix it. The Frederick Douglass Foundation, Black Ministry Leaders Press Conference in Georgia. Man, there were some moments that were just powerful. Here's how it started.
My name is Gerard Henry. I'm a registered independent in the state of Georgia, a former host for Black Entertainment Television, and I'm standing here with some tremendous leaders in the Georgia State Capitol. Leaders who represent Christian values and very concerned as it relates to this current runoff election.
There was another person that got up, and then Bishop Garland Hunt objected to Reverend Raphael Warnock's stance on abortion and the Equality Act as defying scripture and appealing to voters to vote their biblical values. Listen to Bishop Hunt.
And that's actually what I want to appeal to the voters. We've extended a letter to Raphael Warnock, who's a pastor of Ebenezer, one of the most influential churches in the probably in the country, maybe the world. And we appeal to him to reconsider his position on abortion. We believe that the Bible is very clear about abortion. We believe that Jeremiah chapter 1, Psalms 139, is very clear that the baby in the womb is a person separate from the woman. That in fact, that child has a right to live also. And that you have to defy the scriptures in order to say words like, I am a pro-choice pastor. I'm totally offended at that. So I'm appealing to all of those that hear this, that call themselves Christian, that even if they're African-American, even if they're pastors, do not defy the Bible. Do not turn away from the scriptures to say I have to follow a person because of race or party. We must stand on our values. We must stand on that is what is spiritually and biblically correct. We cannot waver. So I do not encourage anyone, even before God, as a Christian, as an African-American, as a believer, as a pastor, to defy the scriptures. And then also this same person, and as both of the candidates actually, have also supported the Equality Act. The Equality Act also defies the scripture. It talks about the rights of a person that was transsexual, and that it demands for those that are doctors to give them puberty blockers and to try to enhance the rights of a person that's transsexual. The Bible created genders, man and woman. I appeal again to voters, do not support, do not encourage, do not endorse anyone that has defied the scriptures and calls himself a pro-choice pastor. That's pro-murder pastor. Thank you very much.
If you're pro-abortion pastor, you're a pro-murder pastor. Next up, I was really blessed by Catherine Davis, Executive Director of the Restoration Project. Listen.
I have a dream today, just like Martin Luther King, except my dream is not so great. Martin Luther King's dream and legacy on which Raphael Warnock is attempting to stand. I have a dream. Being judged by the content of our character, though seemingly not a hard goal to reach, cannot be achieved as long as organizations like Planned Parenthood pay men like John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock to put a target on the backs of black women and their babies while they are claiming they support choice. My dream is to stop Planned Parenthood from pursuing death for the black and increasingly Latino women and their babies. My dream is to remove Planned Parenthood from the black and Latino neighborhoods where they have placed their surgical facilities. My dream is to stop Planned Parenthood from targeting ministers like Raphael Warnock to straighten it out if I realize that Planned Parenthood is trying to exterminate the black community. My dream is to hold Planned Parenthood accountable for selling the body parts of the black and brown babies they abort. I am coming here today to say to every Bible-believing Georgian that we can begin to hold Planned Parenthood accountable by not voting for men who are betraying black women as they partner with Planned Parenthood, whose population control mission is being achieved here in Georgia. Just this past year, 63% of the abortions on black women, 63% of Georgia's abortions last year were on black women. As long as organizations like Planned Parenthood are allowed to target women and their babies based on the color of our skin, my dream, like Martin Luther King's, will remain just that. Just a dream. So I am urging Georgia to send a message to Raphael Warnock, who is betraying black women, that we will no longer stand with you because you are not standing with us. Thank you.
Woo, that's good. That's good stuff right there. Last, 18-year-old sentenced to 4 months in prison. A number of you emailed us about this story. For what? For sinning against COVID regulations. An 18-year-old college student from Georgia has been sentenced to 4 months in prison in the Cayman Islands after breaking the British Caribbean Territory's COVID-19 laws from on high while visiting her boyfriend for a jet skiing competition, according to her family. Skylar Mack, pre-med student at Mercer University, left for the islands November 27th after testing negative for COVID-19 at home. Her grandmother, Jean Mack, told CNN, when Mack landed, she was given another COVID-19 test, which came back negative, and she was told to remain in isolation for 2 weeks. Instead, she decided to attend her boyfriend's jet ski competition 2 days later. In her mind, as long as she stayed away from everybody, she'd be okay to go watch her friend's race. It was their big national finals race, the last race of the year. Big deal, her grandmother said. Race attendees, who knew Mack, though, reported her breach of isolation, and officials arrested her. They did a full Matthew 18. They took her to the leaders of the church, and she was excommunicated. I mean, sent to prison for 4 months. This is Toby Sumter with Cross Politic News. You can find this in all of our shows at crosspolitic.com or on our app, which you can download in your favorite app store. Just search Fight, Laugh, Feast. Support Rowdy Christian Media and become a Fight, Laugh, Feast club member. That's the best way you can support our antics if you think we should do more of this sort of thing. You can also get your very own Fight, Laugh, Feast t-shirt and access to all the talks at our first annual Fight, Laugh, Feast conference, as well as many exclusive behind-the-scenes interviews, as well as our very own Worldview Shotgun series. Go to FightLaughFeast.com. Have a great day.